we look at a photograph, there are certain things that come out to us, and there's always times that are kind of receding in the, there's always things that are receding in the background that we don't even see because they may not resonate with us in many ways. I'll give you an example. One woman, I remember talking with her, she was looking at a photograph that I was looking at, but there was a giraffe in the background that I never even saw. I had been looking at this photograph for a long time, I forget what it was, but she saw it immediately.
The giraffe.
And I didn't even see it. I mean, it's a giraffe. But she saw it, and it stood out for her because she had just come back from Africa. You know, so in her mind, those are images that are in the front of her brain rather than the back of her brain. And it resonated with her. It's kind of like when you buy a new car, and all of a sudden you see that car on the road everywhere because now it's resonating with you. That car's always been on the road. You just haven't seen it.
Mm-hmm.
But all of a sudden it means something to you. And all of a sudden you see it. And we all have that experience, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's always one that we can always relate to. So so going through a visual inventory, especially in a shared experience, helps us all to see exactly what's going on. I mean, there's been so many times where I've done that exact same exercise, just talking about what you see. Literally an inventory. I see the trees, I see the buildings back there, I see the street lamps, I see the wall. And there's always things that I've never seen. Our visitors will always show me things in works of art that I've been looking at these works for years, but I've just never seen that because it hasn't jumped out to me. It hasn't resonated with me in some way. So the visual inventory is really important.